Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming fear in your life. And we introduced this in the last broadcast. Today we're going to be talking about the effects of fear and what it does to you in your life. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 10, we see that there the first use about the word fear or form of it, where it was afraid, he says, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. You know, when he was out of right standing with God because of Adam's fall, because of his treason, what happened? He all of a sudden was in fear. Fear took hold of him. And what does fear do? Fear causes you to hide yourself. Many people that are really bound up with fears, they are inward, they are introverted, they live a shut-up life within themselves, they have an inferiority complex, they don't feel very good about themselves, and they've withdrawn from the real them, and they have hidden within themselves. And this is something that is a bondage from the enemy, and God wants you to get free from that fear. You know, in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, the Bible says that as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, speaking of Jesus, also himself, likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. What does fear do to you? It brings bondage. God wants us not in bondage. He wants us to be in liberty. In fact, in Romans 8:15, the Bible says you've not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear. That's what happens. Fear brings bondage. In fact, this word bondage in the Greek really means a word of slavery. Slavery. You are a state of being bound, or you're subjected to external control. You are controlled by the enemy. God does not want us to have that. That's because of fear. And that Greek word is phobia. And this is where you have an anxiety, an agitated feeling, a fear that grips hold of you. God doesn't want you to have that spirit of bondage in your life at all. Now, the new spirit we get when we're born again is the spirit of Christ, and there is no bondage in the spirit of Christ. We've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The old spirit we had was under bondage to fear. Well, now, as children of God, we are not to be in bondage any longer to the works of the enemy. In fact, in Galatians 4:3, the Bible says, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them. He redeemed us that we might receive the adoption of sons. And now that we are sons, he sent forth the Spirit of his Son, that is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Fear brings bondage, and it brings you to be a slave to the enemy. God wants you to be free from all fear. You know, Isaiah 43:1, the Bible says, Fear not, for I have redeemed you. You've been redeemed. You have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb in the New Testament that we're in today. And God says now that he's not given you a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, God's not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So therefore you can walk free from fear in your life. In fact, Luke 1:74 and 75 says that he's delivered us out of the hand of the enemies that we might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. You can serve God without fear. Fear should be foreign to the believer in Jesus Christ. You need to be established in it. Another thing we need to see is what the effects of fear is it brings oppression. In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14, the Bible says, You'll be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. If you have fear, it brings oppression. It'll affect your mind, your will, your emotions, the way you think, the way you choose, the way you feel. It can even paralyze you. Fear can kind of paralyze you mentally and emotionally and bring confusion to the point even where you don't make right decisions. Oppression is of the devil. God wants you free from that, and we now can be free from it. In fact, Isaiah 54:14 says, "In righteousness thou shalt be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear." Praise God, we're not going to have fear. We don't have to submit to it because we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Fear brings discouragement. It is the root behind discouragement in a person's life. And God wants you to get free. Deuteronomy 1:21, "Behold, the Lord thy God set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers has said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged." Fear is the opposite of faith. Discouragement and dismay is the opposite of hope. Whenever you get discouraged, you have lost your courage. You have a loss of hope. And when you don't have hope or that confidence, then you are in the easy pickings for the devil. I'll tell you, the devil can bring a lot of destruction upon you. You need confidence and you need to operate in faith. See, fear is coming from the devil. It is attacking you to try to get you to the place of giving place to the devil so that he can bring his oppression upon you. Discouragement, a loss of encouragement, always causes you to draw back from dealing with problems, going forth and overcoming your enemy, taking on anything that comes at you with the power of God and by the Spirit of God and with your faith to overcome in your life. In Proverbs chapter 29:25, another thing about what fear does, it brings a snare. "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe." Well, we should be trusting in the Lord. You know, the Old Testament talks about trusting consistently. It doesn't talk about faith because of the fact that they weren't born again back then. Now, in the New Testament, really what we're talking about is having faith. We operate in faith at all times because we have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ because we have been born again. Fear brings a snare. God doesn't want you to have any fear whatsoever. You're not to be ensnared and in bondage to anything that the enemy would bring against you. In fact, the fear of man is a major reason why people do not witness for the Lord. It will hinder you. It will trap you. It snares you so that you cannot be the dynamic witness that the Lord wants you to be. Do you have the freedom within yourself to go up and talk to anybody at any time, any place, if the Lord prompts you about the Lord Jesus? If not, you've got fear in your life, and you need to get rid of it. God wants you to be set free. Fear brings torment. 1 John 4:18. "There's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment." Fear brings torment. God wants you free from that torment. It can cause a lot of great mental and emotional suffering because of what fear does. And also will stop your faith from working. This is what happened with Peter when he was bid to come on the water. And he came, and then Peter was going forth, walking on the water to go to Jesus. Then he saw the wind boisterous, and he was afraid. Fear gripped him when he saw what the devil was doing. He took his eyes off of Jesus. Keep your eyes on the Word of God. Otherwise, you're going to give place to the devil in your life. We don't want to let the enemy come in. We want to deal with every situation. And we're going to keep our eyes on Jesus. And we're going to overcome. We're not going to let fear grip us. It causes you to sink spiritually. And it causes you to doubt. Because that's what happened. He got into doubt. He got into standing in two ways. And the root behind it was fear in his life. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 60, talking about the sickness and disease that would come upon because of the curse of the law, it says, "Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee." Notice that fear is an open door for the sickness and disease to come. Fear will draw sickness and disease and infirmities to you. There's lots of people that are afraid that they're going to get cancer. They're afraid that they're going to have a heart attack. They're afraid of problems that they might get because they're around people that are sick. Well, fear is going to be an open door. It draws problems to you. In fact, you see this involving Job. In Job 3, verse 25, it says, "For the thing that I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." fear is going to draw problems. Job was afraid. That's why the hedge was brought down. God did not take down the hedge. Job took down the hedge because of his fear. And when God told Satan that that hedge was down, then Satan went forth from the presence of God and began to smite Job with those sore boils and then all the other calamities that came upon him. And out of Job's own mouth he said, "The thing that I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me." Fear will draw problems to you in your life. God does not want this to happen for you. He wants you to walk and be victorious in your life. Fear will also bring failure. So many people see failure in their life, and many times it's because of fear. You know, if you won't trust in God, you know, then you're not going to go forth and do the things He wants you to do. You know, the Bible says, "I will trust and not be afraid," Isaiah 12:2. If you are really trusting the Lord, you're not going to yield to that fear. You're going to go forth and do the things that God wants you to do. In fact, fear causes a lot of problems with people having not being able to sleep at night. Proverbs 3:24, the Bible says, "When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet." God wants your sleep to be sweet. If you lie down and you can't sleep because of fear, anxiety is gripping you, you know that you have oppression of the enemy that's working at you. And these spirits of fear that come in and oppress you, they will rob you of that sweet sleep. God says that He will give us sweet sleep. So we should not have this kind of torment. Again, this is what happens through fear working in a person's life. Over in Exodus chapter 14, here's where the children of Israel, they were going forth, and Pharaoh, of course, was after them. And Moses said, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He's going to show to you this day. For the Egyptians whom you've seen today, you shall see them again no more. The Lord shall fight against you." And he said down there in verse 9, he said, "Only rebel not against the Lord." He said, "Don't fear the people. Don't have any fear whatsoever. Don't give place to fear. It's going to cause the enemy to have place in your life." Fear will draw problems to you. These are the effects of it. God wants you to get rid of fear. Fear is to be foreign to the believer. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today,